Welcome to Ready to Resell, the ultimate podcast for anyone looking to unlock the secrets of successful reselling. Join your hosts Leah and Kayla as we deep dive into the dynamic world of reselling. Whether you're starting as a side hustle or aiming to build a full-time business, our podcast is your go-to resource for actionable advice and inspiration. Tune in and embark on this reselling journey with us. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ready to Resell. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Leah.
And today we're going to talk to you about Poshmark's closet clear out.
Wee!
We get a lot of questions about Poshmark's closet clear out, not only from the buyer standpoint, but also from the seller standpoint. And we mostly see that we're in a lot of like Facebook groups and local groups for resellers, and we see it mostly there. So we thought we would just go into it and give you all of the expert advice on closet clear out.
It's definitely a handy tool to use, keep in your back pocket as a seller. Great way to make more sales and save you money, but it is very confusing.
It is confusing. It was for us at first.
Yes.
We actually didn't know much about it until one of our buyers described it to us.
Yeah, I would use it every now and then just randomly, but not using it on purpose. And now that we use it on purpose,
literally clear out our closet.
Exactly.
It's like a light bulb went off and we were like, oh, that's what that's for.
Oh, wait a minute.
So, or went on, actually. I said light bulb went off. I should say light bulb came on.
I don't know. My light bulb's off right now. I feel like it's always off.
I think I always say my light bulb went off, but I always say that in reference to an idea. Interesting. Huh. Well,
you just learned another day with Kayla. So closet clear out, using it as a seller, is a little bit different strategy than thinking about how to do it as a buyer. But the process is exactly the same. So this is through Poshmark. Sometimes you see it as CCO, not to be confused. It just obviously stands for closet clear out. Mm-hmm. But that means on Fridays and on Sundays, at least of right now at this recording, now Poshmark could just...
I mean, tomorrow it could be completely different. It's like on Thursdays at 2 only.
Why not? But right now it's on Fridays and Sundays. Uh-huh. When a seller reduces an item that they have for sale by 10% of the lowest historic price, then anyone who has liked that item gets a message from Poshmark that says, hey, this item's gone on sale, and you get discounted shipping. And the great part from a seller is that that discounted shipping is actually covered by Poshmark.
Right. That's very important for you to understand, that it's not the same thing as when you put things on sale and things like that. Poshmark eats the cost, yes, of that additional shipping.
So if you're fairly new to Poshmark, there's an option called Offers to Likers. And that is, you send offers or a sale to likers, but then you have to reduce the shipping, but you cover that shipping. And a lot of people don't realize that. They just start sending offers and they start reducing the shipping and realize, oh, wait.
I made a dollar on that.
That money's coming out of your pocket.
Yes.
But on closet clear out, then Poshmark covers the shipping. So the main things that you need to remember when you're dealing with closet clear out as a seller is that it has to have likers. So the first thing is if you go through your closet and you just reduce everything by 10% and it doesn't have any likers, and you just wasted.
It went to nobody.
Doesn't matter. The second thing is it has to be 10% of the lowest historic price. So if you have an item that is $100 and you go in on Friday or on Sunday and you reduce it to $90, that everybody who's liked that listing gets a message that says, hey, this item's for sale for $90, and you get discounted shipping. Yay! And all the balloons and fireworks.
Yay!
Then you can, if you want to, you can either leave it at $90, or later you can go and raise it back up, you know, on Saturday or the next day. Go raise it back up to
$100. Right, if nobody bought it and you're like, I kind of want to keep it at $100, then you can do that.
Yeah.
But
then the next time you have closet clear out, if you reduce it to 90, nothing happens. Well, they get a message that says it went on sale, but they don't get the discount.
They don't get the discount shipping.
Yeah. So you would have to reduce it to 81, which is 10% of 90, because now 90 is your lowest historic price. So the easiest way, I mean, there's no way that you're going to be able to keep track of all your items and what's the historic lowest price. The easiest way is when you go into an item, you click edit, you scroll to the very bottom where it has, you know, it says the original price and then has your price. There's a little calculator next to it and you click on that and it kind of brings it up and it says reduced by, you know, 10%. When you click that, that will show you what your historic lowest price is on that
item. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so it will show you that. For that. And there's a couple times I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's really low. I don't want to do that.
Right. And if you only sell like very expensive items on Poshmark and you only sell a few at a time and you're not just a huge, huge reseller, you could start a spreadsheet, I guess, if you wanted to keep track of it. But if it's right there, it makes it really easy to find.
It makes it easy to keep track of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to just be careful of not reducing your items too much. Then there are some people that they reduce it. Let's say the lowest you want to reduce it is at 81. So you've reduced it twice now. It's at 81, which is for closet clear out. Then sometimes some people will delete the listing and then make a whole new listing and then you start over.
That refreshes your historic low price.
Yes, so it's a whole new, it's just completely
right. So
new
now
listing.
You're back to 100, then you would reduce it to 90 again and kind of start over. Yeah, I feel like that would be great if you had that like one expensive item that you're like, gosh, I just want to sell this. It's taking up so much room and you kind of keep doing it with that one item. But if you've got 10,000 listings,
no,
you can't keep up with that. So it's definitely situational per what kind of items you sell, what's in your closet.
And then you have to be careful about deleting and relisting or deleting and making a new listing of an item because you lose all those likers.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Now, there are some people that say, well, they haven't bought it. They've never made an offer on it. So why what do I care if I lose them? But I will say from experience, I have people that I've sent, because if you go into the offers to likers, it has their whole historic, all the offers you've ever sent them. And I've sent people offers 6 months, 8 months, and then all of a sudden, they all of a sudden want to buy it. So,
yeah,
it, you know, I think it's just depending on when people like things and when they want to buy it. It could be whenever. So I'm kind of against the whole deleting and relisting the item, unless, like you said, there's those certain items that you really want to do that to.
Exactly. I do have a question. Does Poshmark not notify you if you discount something down and it's not going to get the $4.99 shipping at checkout? Is there not a way for you to see that there's discounted shipping before you pay for it?
From a buyer standpoint?
From a buyer standpoint.
I think from a buyer standpoint, it will show you the discounted shipping, but they get it in an email, and I think that's a good point, is that the seller actually gets an email. So whenever we reduce an item by 10%, we get an email that says, hey, your item gets discounted shipping.
Right.
And that triggers in my head, okay, good, the closet clear out.
I did that right.
I did it right. Because if you don't do it right, you get an email for the Poshmark that says, thank you for putting your item on sale.
On sale.
It doesn't say that discounted shipping.
Ooh, that's good.
So if you're going through it really quickly and you realize that you didn't do that 10% of the historic lowest price, when you get that email, you'll go, oh, I need to go back into that item and figure out what happened. The third thing. So we have, first of all, it has to have likers. Don't do it if it doesn't have likers. Secondly, it has to be 10% of the lowest historic price. Oh my gosh, I just have pregnancy brain. My brain went
6 hours to purchase.
No, that was that too, but there was another thing.
Oh my goodness.
It has to be $10.
Oh, the $10, that's the biggest one.
Oh my gosh, my brain literally went, whoop. I thought, did y'all just... You
we
were
saw
live.
It.
You, that was live.
If you're watching us on YouTube, you saw that happen. So
okay, so
her brain completely just went blank.
So the third thing is that it has to be a minimum $10. So when you reduce it, it has to be reduced to a minimum of $10. You can't reduce it to $9 for it to work. And we ran into that because we use Closet Clear Out for our auctions. And we ran into that not realizing that it had to be $10. And we were like, yeah, you get closet clear out. And we were reducing everybody's boxes.
That was kind of why I asked about, do sellers not see that? I mean, do buyers not see that at checkout? Because we had a lot of people that said, oh, I purchased that box, but it didn't give me $4.99 shipping. And I wanted to say, well, did it say $4.99 shipping? Why did you buy it if it did not? Because we could have figured that out. Of course. And I do love that you have Friday and then you get another shot on Sunday, especially for our business because it's so fast paced. If we have people that miss it on Friday because they're at work and they're running around crazy, feel like Sundays are more chill for people. Yeah. And we can do it again on Sunday.
Which is more chill for us, and then we always forget.
And then we always forget, exactly, because we're like at church, we're with our kids, we're at the park, we're doing whatever, sleeping,
and then
probably
it's
sleeping.
8 o'clock on Sunday evening, we go, oh, we're supposed to reduce.
We're messaging each other, and we're like, did you do that? And we're like, nope. Did you? Nope. So, but also don't forget, like we mentioned earlier, about the 6 hour window. So when you reduce it, also think about the different time zones. Yes. And when you're communicating with people, I don't expect you to like look and see where they're from and work out that way, but just let them know when you reduce it, if it's something that you've been in communication with them to purchase, hey, you've only got 6 hours, which sometimes seems like a long time, but if you work an 8 hour work day and you miss it in the morning before work, by the time you get off work, it's done, it's over. Mm-hmm. And you might accidentally go purchase it and then you're like, oh, I paid full shipping.
Yeah.
Then you have to start over and create a whole new listing for some people.
That's a great point. As a seller, if especially if you're just going through a whole bunch of your items and reducing them by 10%, then if you're in the East Coast and you wake up and do it and you're doing it at 7 a.m., that's way too early, because you got to think all those people on the West Coast are still nighty-night.
They're asleep. They're asleep, yeah.
And vice versa. If you're on the West Coast and you're doing it in the evening, that 6 hours is going to, you know, go over into people's, you know, nighttime. So
that's
just
true.
Make sure it's in the bulk of the day. If you're, sometimes a lot of people use it, like we said, we use it for our auctions. You could also use it if you, especially if you have a regular buyer or someone that, you know, you feel like you've built a relationship with, you could say, hey, I saw you have a whole bunch of items in your bundle. Hey, to save a little bit of money, let me create a private listing for you. You can like it. And then on Friday, I'll reduce it to whatever price we agree on. And they get that discounted closet clear out shipping. And just make sure you kind of work out. You want me to do it around noon central time? Yeah, that works out. And just communicate with your buyer on when they're doing it.
Yes. So. And to like it, all you have to do is click that little tiny heart button right underneath the listing, either from the main page in their closet or in the bundle, whatever kind of view you're working with. So
it's a strategy to use. It helps save you money because you're sending that discount out to people that you would send anyways if you were sending an offer to likers, but you don't have to cover that discounted shipping. Use it strategically. Don't go crazy with it. Once you reduce it to that historic lowest price, you can't go lower than that unless you want to take less money. So you don't want to create more work for you if you have to relist and things like that.
I also would hate for you to be devastated if something sold for less than you expected it to sell.
Yeah.
And then you can't go back and undo that.
Yeah.
So
just be strategic about it. You do have a way that you could bulk do it on Fridays and Sundays. If you go into your closet and up in the top, at least on my computer and stuff, it has in the top right corner, the little, it looks like two wrenches, little tool symbol. Click on that and then there's a bulk reduce prices by 10%, you know, by reduce the prices. And you can do that, but don't go into your closet and reduce everything by 10%. I don't feel like that's a very efficient way, unless you're just trying to end your business and you're like, I'm trying to get rid of everything, I don't care.
It's just not efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you're now everything's 10% lower, 10% lower, and eventually it's zero.
Eventually it's zero. I was just about to say that. I'm like, you can't keep going and expect to make a decent profit on those items. And we also are going to do an episode that really breaks down the offers to likers situation and how that process works, how we do it, what our thought processes are behind that as well.
Yes.
It's definitely different than closet clear out, so don't get the two confused.
We use, besides our auction, I use closet clear out sparingly just because it is a little bit more complicated process, but it is a great tool to strategically use to make sales and save you money.
Yes, definitely.
So, hope you learned a little bit more about closet clear out on Poshmark, and happy reselling.
Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Resell. We are so excited to go on this reselling journey with you as you grow your business. Please check out readytoresell.com. It is our reseller hub that has our social media. You can browse bulk inventory to purchase, has been in our inventory app, and also ways to contact us with questions or suggestions for future episodes. Happy reselling!